related to space. One of the problems with the way things are reported are the exaggerations being used. I am not talking about political reporting, just the everyday stuff. Take for example the use of the word expert. I am tired of people being called experts when they may be hobbyists or others who do something because they enjoy it. In case you are wondering what I am referring to, it is the way some UFO reporting takes place. I am not going to mention any names because the people they are reporting about never called themselves experts, just the news media. I object to headlines such as "Expert Finds Moon Base" or some such thing when the so-called expert is just a person who is interested in UFOs and has no particular expertise but may have had what he thought was a few discoveries over the years which are unverified. I know this term is used to make the headline more exciting, but it is misleading. I have to wonder why we haven't heard more over the years about the giant monolith on Phobos, one of the moons of Mars. It sticks out like a giant tower on a tiny moon and certainly looks out of place. There has been all sorts of guesses about what it really is. Some believe it is a building aliens are using. On top of that, Phobos is thought to be hollow and there is a belief by some it is housing an alien base. Enforcing the belief aliens are stationed there is an event which occurred several years ago when a giant shadow came over a Russian probe orbiting Mars and then the probe disappeared. It was believed by many to have been taken down by aliens. The belief in aliens has become a lot more mainstream today than when I first started writing about them many years ago. Scientists are admitting there seem to be a lot more planets which they have found which could be capable of life. This is not even counting the ones which could have life on them which we might not even recognize. I for one am glad to see common sense has taken over and more people now believe there could be life other than our own in the universe than believe there isn't. I no longer face ridicule when I write about the subject. One of the problems I encounter from time to time is caused by people who take photos of what they believe are UFOs or other objects, and when you look at them, they could be anything. A lot of these photos which claim to be of a UFO on the ground on the moon or Mars are just caused by shadows. One of the problems is there are people who want so badly to discover UFOs and alien objects they see them everywhere in photos. There are enough which seem to be UFOs without flooding the scene with photos which take away from the ones showing something relevant. I read an interesting article the other day by Dan Robertsky from Future Society. It had to do with a subject I had not given much thought to before, and that was moon dust. Mr. Robertsky brought up a good point. He was writing about the fact moon dust could someday cause an international incident on the moon. His contention was if there were different nations on the moon, presumably on their own bases, the fact that rockets could cause so much dust to travel around at the speed of bullets along with rocks and such causing damage to other bases. I don't think very many scientists and engineers have thought about this. He proposes one fix which is paved landing zones or another fix which is a treaty allowing for the event without causing a problem between nations. There is another theory about black holes taking place and it has to do with galaxies. Scientists are now thinking black holes drive the evolution of galaxies. One of the reasons for this belief is the fact almost all galaxies have at least one black hole. The black holes being talked about are millions or billions of times the size of our sun. The Milky Way has a black hole in it which is at least 4 million times the size of our sun. It seems these black holes are somehow tied to the galaxies which circle them. It was also found the larger the black hole, the faster the stars on the outside of the galaxy travel. Scientists believe we could not exist without black holes. A blast of methane on Mars, which was over 30 times normal, was spotted on Mars by the Curiosity rover. Why would we care about this? It is because biological entities give off methane. These can be animals or plants, and there have been caves spotted on Mars. There are some scientists who think there might be a chance animal life is living in those caves. We have found life is very adaptable, and even if Mars has a weak atmosphere, which some do not believe, maybe life adapted to it. Some scientists are saying there could be a time when the moon escapes the Earth's influence and leaves its orbit and becomes a planet. They have developed a word for this, which is plunet. It is thought this has happened before and could supply some answers to things astronomers don't understand. One thing which is starting to puzzle astronomers is the fact no exomoons have been detected. There are what is known as candidates, but nothing has been confirmed. It just might be because they would be too hard to detect. It is hard to believe we are the only solar system with moons. There is something very puzzling about Uranus. A mysterious heat source is warming the rings of the planet. It is not that the rings are hot, they are very cold, but not as cold as the space around the planet. The rings are -320 degrees Fahrenheit. The space around the planet is near absolute zero, which is 460 degrees Fahrenheit. They are interested in finding out why the rings are hotter. Remember how scientists were looking for water on Mars? For quite a while it was said Mars was a dry planet. Then it was said a small amount of water may have been found. Now it is being said a huge amount of water ice has been seen on Mars, and it could be the lost polar caps. It seems the lack of water may no longer be a problem if we set up bases there.